Welcome to the Redeeming Roots podcast, hosted by me, Megan Barrett. One thing I've learned in my own life and from the women I've coached is that when things aren't going the way you want, there's a reason. The truth that most people don't know is that your unconscious beliefs are hiding beneath every decision in your life and are directly responsible for creating your results. Here on the podcast and inside my coaching programs, we dig deep to get to the root of what's happening. Not only to heal the past, but to rewrite the script. So whether you want to grow your own business, become a more patient mom, or just heal your past wounds and live into the real you, I'm here to guide you towards a life that's rooted in love, truth, and authenticity, where you are able to fully trust and lean into your own intuition. Thanks for being here. Let's dig into today's episode.
I am really excited to share with you today something called the self-coaching model, according to Google. This is actually a process that I learned many years ago in a program that I was involved in with my previous business. If you've listened to me for any amount of time, you know I've invested in so many coaching programs, so many business programs. For a long time, I was really trying to like force my old business to work. I was kind of like, I don't know, just doing anything and everything I could to make it more fun or make it so that I actually was enjoying it, because I really wasn't. And so this program was another one that I invested in along the way before I had my wake-up call of maybe there's a different business for me altogether. But that's a story for another day. I'm happy to share that sometime. But this program, or this, I don't know, model, Google, I don't know who actually invented it, so you can Google it. Feel free to let me know if you actually get to the bottom of it. But it's a fairly well-known model, I think. I just heard it taught as CTFAR, and I'm going to walk you through what it means. And I'm also going to walk you through how I've shifted it and made it make more sense and made it more effective for me and my clients, given what I know as a coach and what I have been trained in and my own experiences of using it. There's been times when it's like, this is not helpful, and I've made it more helpful. So I'm excited to share with you what I've learned, and I'll give you kind of an overview of what it is at first and then how I've shifted it to be more helpful for you and me and everyone, right? Okay, so it's the CTFAR process or method, whatever, but each letter stands for a word. And so on Google, it talks about it as a self-coaching method or self-coaching model, meaning this is something that you can turn to on your own. A coach can help you from an outside perspective, kind of figure some of this stuff out, but this framework can really help you if you're just on your own and you're like, why am I in this thought spiral? Why can I not get out of this emotion? Whatever it is, you can turn to this and it can be really helpful. So the C is circumstances. So this is like an outside event that happens. We don't have control over the C. The C's just happen. Circumstances just happen. The T is thoughts, the F is feelings, the A is actions, and the R is results. And so the way that I was taught this method, this model, is that the circumstances determine the thoughts, your thoughts determine the feelings, your feelings determine the actions, and your actions determine the results. So if you're unhappy with the results that you're getting in your life, your relationships, your business, go back up as far as you can and make a choice, a different choice. So I'm going to walk you through some examples to make this more tangible, because I love examples. And since this is a podcast, you don't have like a slide in front of you as I'm talking about it. I think examples can be helpful. So I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you're on Instagram and you're making reels. And so this, maybe you do one reel and it gets like, I don't know, 10,000 views. And then you do another one, and the next one gets maybe like 150 views. So that's a circumstance. You don't actually get to decide. This is external to you. You don't get to decide how many people watch your reels. You can do all the things that you can to make the algorithm work in your favor, but that's a circumstance that's out of your control, if we're honest with ourselves, right? So from that circumstance, there are many different thoughts that your brain can jump to. One example might be, oh, the algorithm hates me. And if that's a thought that you choose, the feeling that comes after that might be like annoyed, really discouraged, like, oh, I'm such a failure. Or just like hopeless, like why even bother? And so that feeling is going to create a specific action. You're going to act from that feeling according to this model. And so the action might be, maybe you start doubting yourself and you're second guessing everything. And then the next time you make a reel, you're kind of like not as excited about it, or like you're pulling back, you're hesitating. And the result that often comes from that action is maybe a lower engagement. People are going to sense your hesitation. People aren't going to want to work with you because they can feel it, they can hear it, they can sense something in your voice. And so the way that I was taught this was, if you don't like the results you're getting, trace it back to the thought and just choose a different thought. So if you're going to do that, instead of thinking, the thought was the algorithm hates me, instead of thinking that, you would maybe choose to think, let me analyze these two reels. So the circumstance can't change because that's external. The circumstance is the same. One reel gets 10,000 views, the next one gets 150. And then if you want to change that result, you go back and you change the thought. So the thought changes from the algorithm hates me to let me analyze these two reels. Come up with a plan. It's a more like data-driven thought, right? Or curiosity even. So then the feeling that would come from that thought would be like maybe curious or hopeful. The action that could come from that feeling could be that you're more excited and you're more intentional about the next reel that you make, which can result in, you know, quote, cracking the code. Like you figured it out for your Instagram account. So I think you can see there is value here in the CTFAR method. You know, one result was lower engagement. The next one is you cracked the code. So all you did all of that just by choosing a different thought. So I'm going to walk through one more example because I really like examples. I'll go through this one a little quicker. And then I'm going to share how I think this method or this model is flawed and what we can do about it. So another example, maybe the circumstance now is a friend tells you, hey, I noticed that you raised your prices. Okay, just maybe like a message on Instagram. I noticed you raised your prices. It's a circumstance, it's external to you. The thought could be, oh, if they noticed, did everyone else notice? Was that a bad idea? The feeling from that thought is going to be an insecurity or doubt or fear. The action would be like hesitating when you're sharing your prices because you're like hyper aware of what's happening, hyper aware of who's listening and who's paying attention. Maybe even lower your prices. The result would be you make fewer sales, you're making less money because you have hesitation in your voice. So the CTFAR method would say, you don't like that result. No one wants to make fewer sales, make less money. So we go back to the T and we choose a different thought. So same situation. A friend tells you they notice that you raised your prices. You can choose a different thought. I am so glad they noticed. I'm really intentional with how I price my services. That can be a thought. A feeling from that thought would be excitement. You're hopeful. You feel powerful and intentional. And the action that you would take from that feeling would be you're excited on your sales calls. You're passionate. You're like even more convicted than ever before about your prices. And the result would be that you're making more sales, you're making more money, and you're having more impact. So I think with these two examples, you can see that this model or this method is very powerful, especially if you're analyzing, like, how did I get to this place? I'm not happy with how things are going. Like, I'm not happy with, like, what are these thoughts? Where are they coming from? What are these feelings? Kind of separating it out, writing down on a piece of paper, CTFAR, what happened and how, what did I think about it? What did I feel? What did I do? And what is the result? That can be very powerful. And I think that it's not always helpful because as I was thinking through this, the thought that comes from a circumstance, the first thought that comes into your mind is based on your brain wiring, your subconscious, how it's all fitted together, how it's connected, how it's wired together. And so, yeah, you can do CTFAR like 100 times and go back and choose a different thought and choose a different thought and choose a different thought. Or you can use some of these tools that I use with my clients and many people in my community use with our clients to actually shift that wiring so that you automatically have that sense of curiosity when one reel doesn't do as well. Because that is programming in your brain that you're not consciously choosing to think that. It's that your brain is just wired in that way. And the same is true for the feeling. The thought to the feeling connection, that's also a subconscious reprogramming thing. Or subconscious programming. And you can use subconscious reprogramming or a lot of these methods that we use with our clients to change that. When you have a specific thought, do you automatically feel a certain way? Or do you want to disconnect those two so that you can choose what feeling do I want to feel in this moment? So the power with subconscious reprogramming is that you're not like bound to be always initially thinking about like the first thought that comes to your mind. You're not like, it's not this predetermined thing. You get a choice, which is so powerful. The next part that I think is not very helpful is between the feeling and the action piece. Because I think if I'm in this place of, let's do the reels example. So one reel gets 10,000 views, the next one gets 150. And I'm in that feeling of like, I am annoyed and discouraged and I feel like a failure and I'm hopeless. And then somebody comes along and they're like, just choose a different thought. It's simple. Choose a different thought. You don't need to feel that way. It's like ignoring the feeling that's there and it's not actually processing the feeling because the feeling is real and needs to be processed. And so I feel like it's almost like a gaslighting type technique to be like, oh, I see that you feel all of these different things. Just go choose a different thought. Like I would never say that to a client. I would never say that to someone when they're in the feeling. Because you need to know once that emotion is there, what are you going to do with it? it's like it's easier said than done to just choose that different thought, and you're totally ignoring those real emotions that are there. Which is why one of the things that I work with on with my clients is emotional processing. So when you combine the subconscious reprogramming with the emotional processing with the CTFAR, I mean, you're like unstoppable. Because as you're going about your life and working your business and with your family, whatever happens, a circumstance happens, you pay attention, you raise your awareness to think, oh, interesting that was my first thought. That's interesting. And when you start viewing it through the lens of, that's interesting, that's when you have the power, and that's when you can change it. Working with a coach, going through some of these subconscious reprogramming exercises. Because really the power comes from having choice. I maybe have said that 100 times, but it's because it's so true. Would you rather, I'll use my boat metaphor. If you've been around here, you've been hearing me talk about the boat. You're on a river and you're just like given some boat. Are you just going to keep riding in the boat even though you notice it has some holes and it's starting to fall apart, but you're still on the river, you're going to be fine because we're in the boat that we have to be in? That's like not doing subconscious reprogramming. When you choose to have that choice and lean in with like curiosity and isn't it interesting that my brain did that? That's like picking up your oar, picking up that tool that gives you leverage and choosing which direction you want to go and choosing, I'm going to choose a different thought today. And I'm going to actually wire that in my brain with my coach. I'm going to do what it takes so that the next time this happens, I will just automatically think a different thought. Doesn't that sound fun? Doesn't that sound great and powerful? This is one of the things we're going to be talking about inside of Gifted. It's my group coaching program that I'm launching right now for the very first time ever. I'm so excited about this program because it's one of those things where I have the vision in my head and I know how it's going to feel, and it's like translating it into words and making it happen. Sometimes is a little clunky, but I hope you can hear it in my voice that this feels like a program that I am it's here for me to create, because I struggled so long to find my purpose. And I've struggled so long to really feel that I have any gifts to offer anyone. And so I've had a lot of revelations and epiphanies and ahas in the last 6 or so months. To make me realize and know that this is my purpose. I've always been an encouraging person. I was a cheerleader. I loved that role of being the person who's cheering other people on. I've always been encouraging. And I have a gift of seeing gifts in other people. I have a way of reframing things that someone might say is a flaw into, man, but do you see how beautiful that is? Do you see that there's a gift underneath there? And so I'm bringing all of that into this program. So it's a group program. It's an 8-week long program with every other week coaching calls. There's going to be content based on that boat and oar analogy. I would love to have you on the inside. The link is redeemingrootscoaching.com/gifted. And I'm just like very eager to see who's coming in to this program, because it's not for everyone, but it is for the people who are ready to both dig deep, let go of the things that they're doing just because somebody else told them they needed to, lean into the things that actually feel good, like giving people that permission to do a launch their own way, because it feels good that way. Even though it might not be the quote textbook way to do a launch, you can be successful in online business in a million different ways. And if you come to me and you say, but I really have to do it like this, I almost always have a counterexample to expand the way that you're thinking. Because I think it's back to choice. It gives you power when you get to choose, how do I want to do this? Not, I have to do it the way that everyone told me I have to do it. So if you're feeling like you would like support, not only with like the inner work and the digging deep, but it's a very application-based program, because you will learn about your gifts. You will be able to step into your gifts more fully in a safe space, but you're also going to implement and take action on those gifts and find ways in your business, your life, your relationships, where you can lean into those gifts, let go of the things that you're feeling a lot of resistance around, and instead like realize that it can be that easy. It can. And what if it's best for everyone around you if it is that easy for you? What if people are just waiting for you to step into your gifts? Maybe they can sense it in you. They're like, oh man, I can just feel like she's got something more to offer. But you just don't see it yet. And I want to help you see it. So I'd love to have you join us in this first round. We will be talking more about the CTFAR process. We're going to talk about creating safety, because when you're doing new things and scary things, it can feel scary. And so making sure that we have a process in place where you can find safety in your body, in your environment. We're also going to be talking through and processing, releasing those stories that have gotten you to where you are now, to a place where you feel like maybe those gifts that other people see in you, maybe those are areas where you feel like you're too much. Or maybe you have a desire in your heart to do something, but you've decided that you're not enough. You're not, you know, blank enough. You're not far enough along to do that. You're not clever enough. You're not organized enough. What are those beliefs and stories? And we're going to dismantle those and shift those, rewire those, so that when that circumstance happens, you have a thought that you have chosen. I'm just so excited about it. I could talk about this forever. But I hope that this was helpful to hear the CTFAR process. I'm very curious if you've heard it before, if you've used it, and what your thoughts are on my tweaks and how I've shifted it. It's kind of what I do. I make things different and easier to understand and simplify things. So reach out on Instagram. I would love to hear your takeaways. Would love to hear if you've put this into practice, if you've worked through it. And any like ahas that you've had. And I would love to hear if you have questions or concerns about Gifted, reach out on Instagram. I really would love to talk about it. I'd love to hear what concerns you have, not only because I want to help you come to terms and make a decision that's right for you. I also, it's very helpful as a business owner to get feedback. So I really appreciate any reaching out. I'm so excited. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Hey, look at you go. You made it all the way to the end of the episode. That is something to celebrate. Do you know how many people don't finish the things they start? If you liked this episode and want to support me and my mission to help people find purpose, heal their past, and get results, share the love. It would be amazing if you would leave a rating and review, or take a screenshot and share it on social media. And if you're ready to dig deep, do the work, and get results, head on over to redeemingrootscoaching.com to join the email list and book a discovery call to see if working together would be a good fit. Thank you so much for listening today. See you next time.